Chapter 4. Felice. It's true that liquor brings out the real you. Because I had just asked a question that, had I been in my right mind, I would have never dreamed of asking. But I repeated it anyway. You can be honest. It won't hurt my feelings, I said. Do you ever think about us? That's a yes or no question. I was on my third apple martini. Couple that with the bourbon I'd had earlier, and I was feeling pretty courageous. Stephen was nursing his third drink since joining me, so I could tell he had a little buzz, too. Still, he said, "Come on, Felice. We agreed that was a chapter that was closed." I playfully stuck my bottom lip out. I know we made the right decision. We're too much alike. Yeah, and don't forget, you fixed me up with Paula. Yeah, I did, and here we are. My heart ached as I thought of their beautiful wedding. I loved Greg, I really did. But he was frugal and had considered a big wedding a waste of money, so we'd been married in a simple ceremony at the Justice of the Peace. The bad part was Paula had simple tastes, too. She couldn't have cared less about a big wedding. But Stephen was from a prominent family, and his mother would have died if she'd been denied the opportunity to see her son married in a huge ceremony. And talk about huge! They'd had 10 bridesmaids, including me, 10 groomsmen, and 250 guests watch them exchange vows in a historic Catholic cathedral, followed by a reception for 400 at an elite country club. Yep, I'd gotten a dirty courtroom at the courthouse, and Paula had gotten my dream wedding. When the minister asked if anyone saw any reason why the two of them should not be married, the only thing that kept me from speaking up was the 1/20th of a carat ring on my finger. Of course, Stephen had pulled out a 4-carat diamond that had made everyone gasp.
Hey, are you still with me?
Stephen waved his hand in my face.